I think particularly for the newer agent, before we even get into this.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate, grow their teams and add more transactions year over year while so many struggle? To get the answers, we interview top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. Listen, we believe every agent should make a minimum of $100,000 per year, and we're on a mission to make this happen. We've already helped over 100 agents achieve this with our coaching. So if you want to fast track your business growth, get to your first $100,000 in GCI, or add another $100,000 in GCI using social strategies, then head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com, or you can just click the link in the description below. Also, just make sure to follow us, hit that subscribe button, and if you get any value from this at all, please tell a friend and leave us a review. My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
So with that being said, diving into your third and final topic, which is efficiency, expand, multiply, and leverage. Leverage is maybe my favorite topic in the whole world. It's close. There's a couple that I love. Leverage is one of mine. So do more or less time. Break it down for us, Adam. What do you mean?
Yeah, I think at some point in your real estate business, we've been talking today about getting to know yourself and what you're best at. And at some point in your real estate business, you're going to start to learn and say, hey, I really excel at this particular lead generation technique or how I build my business. Once you know that and you know it works, you're a fool if you don't double down on it. Now, when I say that, that could mean, hey, we're great at realtor.com leads and we just need to buy more leads, or we're great at PPC and we just need to give Google more money. Right? If you already have the system set up and you're seeing a positive ROI on it, why are you not? Right? And the other part that I mean by multiply is it could be that you have a method that's more time-based. So you need to train somebody and just duplicate that process. You know, it's like some of the direct mail that we do. I can hire a virtual assistant, outline the exact process, train the virtual assistant how to do it, and just keep doing it over and over and over again. And then you find it works in my market. You say, all right, well, I'm going to go to the town next door and do it in the town next door. Now train another VA to do it there. Right. And so that's where you start to, you know, I'm going to call it expand and multiply. It's leverage. You know, that's all it is teaching people to do it for you, how you do it. You know, you're still going to create the system though.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the core fundamentals of being a great real estate agent, is having templates, SOP systems in place so you can multiply. And a lot of people don't have them in place, which is why those first hires are tough and they feel like it's a grind because they haven't done the prep work. Like you can do the prep work for hiring specifically way before a hire comes. Just literally, we use loom.com, right? Mm-hmm. Screen record videos. If it's writing contracts, doing whatever, record your video. You can literally just vocally go, so I'm going to go to the top left and I'm going to click this, and then I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to write the client's name, I'm going to do the dates here, I'm going to do da da da, and that's it. Like, rather than having, you know, when I first started donkeys years ago, you had to write them out and take screenshots, and like writing an SOP was like, okay, multiple days of like going to want to shoot myself. Now it is like, I love it because it's like 5 minutes max. I'm just going to quickly do the process, record my screen so they can see me doing it. And then, okay, if the platform, for example, if the Facebook ads platform updates and they're going, oh, it's different now, I'll go back in and just shoot another Loom video and it's not like a whole new document. Now, when it comes to leverage for our listeners, there is, you know, multiple different types. There's four technically. There's capital, labor, media, and code. And the other one that you spoke about a lot today, which is fantastic, is systems. Having a follow-up boss, having a CRM, and that is a huge point of leverage. This is how we have multiplied and got deals coming in, because we, again, social ads, leverage. We're now not having to reach out and say cold call people in this example of door knock. Leads are now coming to us. They then go into a system that then deals with them, can do filtering, can do funnel, do whatever. Like you said, split people out. And then it's put an ISA in place. We've also put that in. So now the initial calls going out to qualify them that they're actually like one real, two actually like serious buyers or sellers or whatnot. And then they come to us and it's like, holy hell. Well, now with ads, a CRM that's set up properly, and then and a virtual assistant, so a little bit of money each month, you've been basically probably, you could do triple the production of a solo agent, you know, which is insane.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much you could do there, and that again is knowing a little bit about yourself and how you operate, right? So if you're not a tech person, you don't know how to build the technology out, you're probably hiring more humans to do that for you, or somebody who knows how to do it, right? But I think particularly for the newer agent, before we even get into this, leverage can be expensive sometimes, right? So leverage everything else out first. So I mean by that, in your personal life, what's your time worth? Are you $200, $500, $1,000 an hour? It's going to be cheaper at home to leverage out your groceries and your cooking and your cleaning and your laundry and all that stuff. Do that first. The lawn cutting, that's the cheap stuff, so that you have more time for yourself, right? And then after that, for me, I know what I excel at is the tech and the systems, right? So how can I automate some of this? You know, like Zapier is my best friend, right? So like, I love building a Zap for everything, because that's my easiest way to automate something. And then after that, we'll leverage virtual assistants really heavily. And sometimes it's an ongoing virtual assistant. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's somebody you're hiring just for that particular project until you get that set up, right? But what I said earlier was trying to figure out what your dollar per hour worth is, because even though you have the ability to do it, and I get hung up in this all the time where I know I can edit a video, but it takes me 10 hours to do it where somebody else can do it for 20, 30 minutes, right? So you have to make sure you're leveraging out the things that you may not be as good at as well, or takes you longer.
100%. We actually just went through this. I put someone in place maybe a month ago, give or take about a month ago. And it was to do with ad copy, like titling and stuff. Like, I can do it, and I taught him what I wanted. But like, yeah, you're talking about, it is taking me like hours and hours and hours to do, say, let's say 20 or 10, right? Literally took him 30 minutes, because all he does all day is write copy. Correct. So I just taught him what I was looking for with regards, like, you know, keywords, and I don't want to go too techy, but yeah, it's like, I taught him what we needed. And then because he just writes copy all day, every day, that's his full-time gig, it's just like bam, bam, bam. And he's doing 10 in 30 minutes, which those 10 took me 3 hours. And it's like, for his hourly rate, I'm like, holy hell. Yeah. Like 30 bucks an hour. So I've paid $15, but I've not had to spend 3 hours doing something. Like, that ROI is ridiculous.
It's crazy, but don't make the mistake of, now you freed up your time, so are you doing something else that's worth more?
Yes.
Or are you just going to hanging out and eating that pizza on the couch again? Right?
Netflix. I've been catching up on all my series. I was really, no, absolutely. You are right. Once you got your time, it's like, okay, put it into the revenue generating activities. This is what the way our kind of, mind map of business is like, what's the revenue generating activities? That's how we, like I said earlier about a schedule, we have a list of five things to do today that move the needle. And what is moving the needle? It's getting deals closed, right? So, you know, the big ones are always lead generation, getting contracts signed, doing the, you know, showing appointments, whatever, making sure the deals are getting done. But any time back now is just more times we can do sales. It's really that simple. Every minute we can save now is more time we can do sales. And right now, we're obviously still heavy in the lead generation and sales bit. The next growth lever for us is to get out of basically the lead generation, anything to do with that part of it, and literally just be closing the deals, turn up, close deals. And that's kind of the next one before the final one, which is take a cut, and everyone below us does it.
And you're doing a lot of Facebook. Like, I know you got your Facebook guys, right? So that's part of this too with leverage is, some people are still your phone prospector, right? And so there's sometimes with leverage, it's a time or money. It doesn't always have to be both, right? So you got to try and figure out where I know my business transitioned too, where it became a time issue to a money issue, right? So sometimes with our online leads, it's just about spending more. And I make the mistake, and I was talking to another agent recently. I'm like, well, if you're using that lead source and you're seeing your I think they were at 8 times, right? Their ROI. And I said, then why aren't you buying more? Right. And they're like, well, my expenses. And I'm like, yeah. And your income, like, you know, you'd put that dollar in and get $8 out every time. So why aren't you spending more?
And this comes back to the very initial thing about mindset and like not being a proper business owner. Like, that's employee, like, put one in, get 8 out, and then I can go grab some beers at the weekend, when it should be, right, actually just keep putting as many of those ones back in as you humanly can. Whilst the, you know, all the good stuff doesn't last forever. It doesn't. Like, as much as we want it to, the world is evolving so quickly that it just doesn't. So you want to cap, as soon as you've got a good thing, go all in, really capitalize on it, and then, you know, go hard. But this has been absolutely phenomenal, Adam. Thank you for breaking down some of your points. Now, what I want to do is give you the floor, because I know you got some stuff going on. So people, whether it's they're buying or selling a home, whether you're, I don't know, growing your team, whatever you're doing out there, how could people reach out to you if they wanted to learn a little bit more, get in touch, whether it's phone, email, website, socials, tell the people where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in South Jersey, the Shore Points, which is Atlantic and Cape May counties. If you've been to the beach, it's anywhere in between Brigantine and Cape May, towns like Margate, Ocean City, Sea Isle, Avalon, the Wildwoods, et cetera. Easiest way to get a hold of me is going to be a text message, 609-225-4975. Happy to help with referrals, or if you're an agent, if there's any insider advice, feel free to shoot me a text. Be happy to connect.
Love it. Adam, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
Yeah, it's been fun, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Love it. Everyone, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this one, and we will see you in the next one. Oh, and by the way, if you're interested in gaining access to our courses and coaching programs, then head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com.